you talked about some serious subjects, very serious subjects in the book, your battles with anxiety and depression. What is it like to write that stuff down, knowing people are going to read it and knowing people like me are going to now ask you about it? What's the most anxious part of that? Is it writing it down the first time or knowing that this is going to continue after the book is published?
Well, when I write, I have to, my first draft, always I have to get out of my mind how people are going to react. You know, you just do it. And then later, you may look at it, I may look at it, you know, I walk away for a few days, go back to it, and pull back on some things. But I didn't pull many punches in this book, I have to say, because what I've found in the past, this is my fourth book, and what I found in the past, whether it was fiction or nonfiction, is that people seem to appreciate the honesty. And if it gets a little raw sometimes, they can roll with it. They're grown-ups. And so I wasn't worried about it. I really wasn't. I think I've been so open about it. I've been in comedy for 10 years now, and I think I've been so open about mental health stuff for the past 5 years at least, then I'm used to it. I wasn't scared anymore. But when my first book, Agora Fabulous, came out, that was a memoir about anxiety and the depression and the healing power of stand-up comedy, I was more scared then. But I felt like it was the kind of thing I would have loved to have read when I was right in the thick of things. So what gets me through is thinking, well, maybe it'll help somebody. Maybe they'll feel less lonely. And that's meaningful to me.
And I think it absolutely will. When you're that open, that raw, that honest, and somebody reads this, they'll know that somebody who went through something like that is still dealing with it, but yet has achieved incredible success. That's an important lesson for people.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what got me through a lot of the times when, you know, I was suicidal, deeply depressed, was in addition to therapy and things like that. If I could see that somebody had been through what I was feeling and they really got it, somebody could empathize, even if I never met them, I was just reading their book or watching their TV show, that meant a lot to me.